103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station, and I have Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist on the line today, like I promised earlier. He would be on to give us some more information about, you know, what's going on in the governor's office. Tell us all the good news.
Big Rob, first of all, good to be here with you. Happy New Year to you and yours, all the listeners. Always good to be on the microphone with you. I'm here to talk about how we are lowering costs in Michigan families, putting money in people's pockets, especially for working people and retirees. Rob, look, if you are a retired person in Michigan, that means that about 12 years ago, the Republicans started taxing your pension and retirement. That was wrong. They shouldn't have put those taxes on you when you're living on a fixed income, and Democrats last year fixed that. And that retirement tax is now gone. And so starting this year, the oldest retirees are going to see their pension be restored to be able to have all the access to the money they were promised. We're really excited about that. It's going to put, you know, at least $500 in the pockets of thousands of retired people in Michigan at a time when these prices are so high. So we think it's going to make a big difference.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, the quintuple, I don't know how to say that word, quintuple.
Yeah, we quintupled the working families tax credit. That's for people who are working but still need a little help making ends meet. And that's so many of us right now when things are so expensive at the grocery store and every place else. And so by selecting this tax credit, when you fill out your taxes, you're going to get access to a lot of working families. About 700,000 households get access to at least $3,000 on average. That's real money. And half the kids in the state of Michigan live in a household that will benefit from this tax credit. So we want everybody to take advantage of it. And I even have a special bonus. So starting on February the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, as me and Governor Whitmer's happy Valentine's Day to everybody in Michigan who gets the working families tax credit, you get a check for $550. That'll be a credit from last year's working families tax credit that you would have got if the Republicans would have been playing games. So we're about putting money in people's pockets, you know, and something we do.
Wow. Wow, Governor, that's wow. Are you serious?
I'm not playing.
Wow. And what got me too on this too is the car insurance. You y'all did some stuff, right? Tell people about that. I'm looking at the amount I might be getting back. I'm okay then.
I mean, this is all about there's one thing that we're trying to do and everything that we're working on, and that's keep money in people's pockets and lowering costs of things and making sure people can afford to just be their best here in the state of Michigan, and making sure that, you know, if you can afford it, then you know, you can do whatever you need to do, whether it's afford your prescription medicine or, again, afford the food on the table. And that's what we're always going to strive for. That's why we did things right. Like I came over here and talked about how we got free breakfast and free lunch for every kid in a public school, in addition to making sure our kids are no longer hungry at school and preparing any better learners. That's going to save you $850 per child in your household on a yearly basis to have breakfast and lunch at school rather than having to pay for it at home. But that's real money in your pocket as well.
Wow. Wow. And tell us about the tampon tax. Y'all eliminated that. I don't understand it, but can you break it down for me?
Yeah, it was just really simple because this is really something that was frankly discriminatory. So tax for feminine products like tampons and other products that are for women specifically in the store, they were able to be taxed in a way that other items were not at the store. So like women literally had to pay higher taxes on stuff that they needed for their own health. That is wrong. That is un-American, and it shouldn't have never been the reality in the state of Michigan. And we fixed that last year as well. Again, saving people money, lowering the costs of living in Michigan. That's what we're all about.
And the delivered refunds of $400 per vehicle, explain that to us.
Yeah, so that was about when we did the car insurance reform a few years back. One of the things that it enabled us to do is make sure that every person got it, every insured driver got this $400 check they could use, you know, again, to put money on stuff that they needed to put money on in real life, because they had been overcharged for their car insurance for so long unjustifiably. So we're happy, and we saw people do really important things with that money, or help pay off debt, or help pay for the things that come up in life. It was a really big deal for people.
And also, one last thing, the expanded access to affordable child care for 150,000 more children. Can you break that down?
Look, child care is really expensive. no matter whether you go to childcare in somebody's home, whether you go to a daycare center, it's really expensive, but it's really necessary. Like, if you don't have a safe place for your kids to go, you can't work, or you can't work as much. And so by making childcare affordable for families, it not only positions our young people to be more successful and meet their milestones and be early readers and know that there are adults in the community that love them, but it unlocks the productivity of their parents, and doing so in a way that saves people money. And on top of that, you know, the governor and I have a goal that when we're finished in our offices, that we will have universal preschool available for every 4-year-old in the state of Michigan. And we're on the path toward that again this year. And that's going to save families $10,000 a year. So again, this is real money that will help your kids be successful, help you be more productive, and you'll have some money in your pocket to do what you need to do.
Wow. Well, thank you and the governor for working diligently on bringing more money to Michiganders, and we thank you guys a lot for doing that. Any last words, Lieutenant Governor?
Just, I appreciate you, Farz, bringing important information to the people, Big Rob. Thank you, sir.
All right, then. That was Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist telling us all the money we've been to get. Oh, we are getting. So, back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.